Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So Ocean's 14 is in the works.
Because that's what we
just
need.
What we need. Well, I mean, what else do we need?
Yeah.
They've done everything else.
They haven't made a good one of those. The first one was excellent. Second one was okay. And then it's just been terrible.
How many? So, well, obviously there are three of them. Now that I do the math. Thank you.
Second one sucked.
Yeah, you didn't like the second one? No. I don't know how many of them I've seen.
Oh, 11 and 13 are like put on in the background any time for me. Those are good ones.
And then they made the one with the gals, and that was...
Ocean's 8
that
or
was,
9 or
that
whatever.
That was rough. Yeah, it's Ocean's 8, right?
Yeah, I think...
Really?
What, yeah.
Like a prequel?
No, it's just... They just made it. They just used women, and it's...
Wasn't Anne Hathaway in it?
It's so bad. Like, Rihanna's in it. It's just... Oh. It's not
Didn't
good.
Even know that existed.
You don't need to know it existed. It's Sandy fine. Bullock's in it.
Yep. Sandy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's Sandra Bullock, Cate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Sarah
Helena
Paulson.
Bonham Carter. Oh, my God.
Dude, it's so bad. And I feel bad when... Because the notion is it's like the DEI thing. It's like, well, you took a movie that everyone loved and you just replaced it with a bunch of women and now every guy is going to automatically hate it. Which is crap, because you can make great movies with women. You can make great comedies. Bridesmaids is an amazing movie, right? Kristen Wiig is hilarious. Just so happens that Ocean's 8 and like the female Ghostbusters movies is two of the worst movies you will ever see. And it has nothing to do with the fact that women star in it. They're just bad movies. And like then men get criticized, like bunch of misogynist pigs. You won't support it because women. No, I won't support it because it's crap. You make a good movie with women in it, and Barbie was an amazing movie, and it made a gajillion dollars. Why? Because it was a good movie. But we do.
Wait, I thought men hated it.
It was really good, and maybe some men hated it, but it was a really good movie. Again, starring
I enjoyed it.
Women, yeah, Barbie was great.
I think Barbie. I don't know. Men hated it. I just think there was some controversy. Like, yo, tell the truth. You're painting this world that's like not great for women, and you make the Mattel board in the movie 10 men when in real, I mean, we all know this in real life, it's like got 5 women and 6 men on it. It's just, I think there were people that were like, yo, let's live in real life here, y'all.
But it was a great anything movie. That remotely challenges the idea that men or white men are the problem, there is no more sensitive creature on the planet
than a white man.
Stop it.
What? Shut up. What are you talking about? You know nothing.
It's a movie, for God's sakes.
Shut
people
up.
Were freaking out. It was a good movie.
It is true. They're the old. Well, I think they feel the squeeze. You know, they feel the pinch. The old.
You're not going to replace us. Ah!
Actually, we might. Probably should.
Probably gonna.
It's just it's Ocean's 8 is terrible, and so now we're doing Ocean's. What you said, Ocean's 14.
My wife tried to watch Ocean's 8. She hated it. So a woman said it sucks too. There you go.
Ocean's 11 is amazing, and since then it's a good movie. It's not been going great.
So, well, a lot of them are dead, as Deal points out on the text line. I mean, Elliot Gould, old, Carl Reiner dead, yeah. Bernie Mac dead.
Well, then you get new ones.
They are all the alive ones are all getting up there, man. I think Brad Pitt and Clooney and Damon are the only ones that look good.
Well, they say they're all going to be in it. So you got Clooney, Julia Roberts, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, and Don Cheadle all on board. It will be Ocean's 14. Clooney has said that the budget for the film has been approved.
Yeah, that thing's going to be a disaster, but whatever. Ocean's 14, The Search for More Money.
Now, will you see it?
You'll see it.
I'll see it when it maybe comes on TV. I won't go see that in the theater.
I will wait for streaming.
Yeah, I won't. Yeah. I won't see that. There needs to be. I will say that my movie going experience. I don't go nearly as much as I.
Oh,
as,
really?
As I used to.
Well, there are not that many good movies out, are there?
No.
Like they're not putting anything good out.
No. And but when something does, like I saw the new Naked Gun. That was really good.
Oh yeah, Liam Neeson.
Yeah, that was that. That's funny. They did a very, very nice job.
Dude, I love the Naked Gun movies.
You'll like this one. there's a my favorite bit in that is Liam Neeson goes into a bar and he's ordering a drink and the guy goes, "You killed my brother in the name of justice." That's his whole thing. He just kills everybody. He goes, "That could be thousands of people." And he goes, "He was unarmed." He goes, "At least hundreds. It was in the back. Could be 50. And he goes, "He was white." And he goes, "So you're Tommy Anderson's brother."
That's great.
They did a very nice job with that. So there's movies like that I'll go see. But yeah, I used to go to a movie every week, and I don't anymore. It's like the F1 movie with Brad Pitt. I went and saw that.
Was that good?
That was really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like the F1 fans hated it because it's like it's Top Gun but with race cars, but it's a good movie. But yeah, it's not as easy to get me out of the house anymore.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff streaming, you know.
Yes,
and you pay for the subscriptions. It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah,
comforts of your own home.
We're obviously still. I think Hollywood has just done the remake thing instead of coming up with new IPs.
Well, yeah, they're not doing anything good.
And with Ocean's 13. That was wrapped up perfectly. Like they got Oprah to have Terry Benedict.
As
on.
Sook said, it's the quest for more money. Look, these guys need to pay their bills. Okay,
well,
they got hefty mortgages.
There's a whole thing now, and Tarantino was doing an interview a number of years ago, and he was talking about this that there's no room anymore for middle films. Right, it's one or the other. Like,
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Budgets are so big on movies now that it used to be that if you made a movie that made $80 million, it was great. Like, you were really happy about it. But it's not anymore. Everyone wants to make a billion-dollar movie. And the only movies that you can do that with are the Ocean's movies, a sequel that you know supposedly has a built-in audience, or a stupid Marvel movie, or whatever, DC, Batman, whatever.
Or Star Wars again.
Yeah, and so you just keep shoving that crap down your throat, because if you get one right, it makes a gajillion dollars. Or you have to make a movie with no budget. Like, you have to make it absolutely bare bones. And he said that when you look at most of the movies that we consider to be great movies, whether that's the Coen brothers or... something like, you know, I'm just trying to think, like No Country for Old Men or The Usual Suspects, something along those lines. Those were all considered middle of the road films, decent sized budgets. And you could make really, you know, you could make great cinema. And he said that has been eliminated. No studio wants to make those anymore. You have to make Hollywood blockbuster that needs to do well internationally, or you have to make a movie with no budget whatsoever. And he said that just the kind of that middleman has really been cut out. And he said and I agree with him, it really affects movies. And so a lot of times, like, some of the best movies I see, they're in theaters for like a week. I miss them. And the next thing you know, they're out of the theaters, or limited releases, or something gets a buzz after it's been out of the theaters, and all of a sudden it's available on a streaming platform and you end up watching it there. So like the movie going experience for people has just changed, and the pandemic and everything else kind of played a role in that.
Well,
like, I went and saw the One Battle After Another, which was supposed to be really good. Like, everyone was buzzing about it. That was the new DiCaprio movie. don't waste your time.
Well, like, didn't... God, one of my favorite movies and one of the best ever, Goodfellas didn't have a big budget. Like, those are the movies. No. Like, we have classics that we all can rewatch whenever they're on that were middle-budget movies. Yeah. I think that was, like, $25, $40 million, which is probably still under $100 in today's money. So, that sucks.
Well, just, turn on Netflix, man.
That's true. Just go watch the old stuff. Actually, my wife and I, when we have kids, we're going to plan on, it's like, all right, this curated, like, up to 2007, you can watch stuff. Anything made before that, sure. Anything after that, we've got to talk about.
You know,
it.
There's some good shows on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just changed. Everything's different now.
And, like, HBO and Netflix and Hulu, I mean, some of the stuff they're putting out, original movies and programming and stuff, it's great. There's a lot, like you said, there's a lot of really good options out there.
I started a Monster last night on Netflix.
Yeah.
Have you been watching that?
I have not been watching it.
It's the Ed Gein story?
Yeah, that's the one with Charlie Hunnam.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
that's supposed to be real wild.
Yeah, I'll give that a spin. Ed Gein, by the way, is kind of like, he's the serial killer that everyone is based off of. They base Psycho off of him. They base Hannibal Lecter off of him. He's kind of the gold standard of serial killers. Which is kind of creepy.
He's the OG.
Well, he was the one that was making like Silence of the Lambs. He was sewing a human suit.
Yeah,
he made human gloves.
Yeah,
he was in Wisconsin.
He would dig people up in graves and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, he was a.
I watched the first episode last night. I tell you,
Charlie Hunnam. He was the guy that was Jackson, Sons of Anarchy.
Well, one, I'll just tell you this right now: you could see him naked. So,
oh, there you go.
Full frontal.
Hey.
No. But
damn,
yeah. All but
yeah,
and, it's not naked.
Well, you're right. He's just naked in the.
I got you.
He's covering his giblets, yeah. But yeah. His mom gets him naked.
Oh yeah, that's the whole Psycho thing. He had mommy issues.
Yeah, the first episode he. I'm gonna give it time. I'm gonna watch it. Yeah. He's not working for me.
Okay,
he's making it a little too. I just don't like how he's playing the character.
Let me state for the record that Sons of Anarchy is one of my favorite TV shows of all time. Mm-hmm. And he was the main character in it. He can only play one character. He is a terrible actor if he's not playing a gangster.
Oh, is that right?
That's it. He's just he should have.
Well, I didn't know this. Why'd they cast him?
I don't know. My family jokes about it because me and my daughters, like, we all watch Sons of Anarchy, and they all have a huge crush on Charlie Hunnam. He cannot, he can't act. He's got one.
Well,
he's got one. If he's outside of that lane,
I will say,
be prepared to be disappointed.
I will say that after one episode of Monster on Netflix, that tracks.
Yeah,
trying a little hard.
When you said that, there was nothing about that that surprised me. That's like saying that Jason Momoa is in it. You're like, you know what? The acting was a little wooden. You're like, yeah, well, that's welcome to the world of Charlie Hunnam and Jason Momoa.
All right, so get ready for Ocean's 14. It's in the works. Woo.
We're all right. We'll wait for that one to come out on cable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.